legally eliminated their credit card debt. Instead of living each day in fear, it's time to...
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, hopefully they're going to be the views of Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. Larry used to call in here, and I asked him to come on board because of the tragic shooting at Virginia Tech yesterday, and of course, you can be sure that somebody's going to come up and say, oh, if there just weren't any guns out there, why, of course, we would not have had this problem. Well, we might say, if there weren't any Koreans out there, because apparently this was a Korean, if there weren't any Koreans, this certainly wouldn't have happened, and that's really very true. But is anybody going to suggest we should do away with Koreans? Of course not. The situation really is the fact that every school, every university in the United States is a shooting gallery. All you have to do is go in there, and you can kill as many people as you want to because, you see, there's a federal law that allows any weapons on school campuses to protect the lives of the people. And if the teachers were allowed to carry weapons, if students were allowed to carry concealed weapons, responsible students, admittedly, why you would not have atrocities of this sort. And in those states where they do allow students to carry, or administrators or teachers to carry weapons on the campuses, and there's several of them, why you don't have any atrocities like this. Do you honestly think this fellow would have walked in there if he had known he was going to get shot and captured? Of course he wouldn't have done it. It's in the same way that that criminals don't go into homes where they know that somebody is armed. So people are smart enough not to commit atrocities, but if they know there are going to be no retaliation against them, why, of course, they're going to do this. So what we really need is not to take the guns away from the people, but to allow law-abiding citizens to be able, of course, to protect themselves. And then, of course, we have such an emphasis on the supernatural and on the bizarre, and there's so much violence in our videos, so much violence on our television. So we're surrounded by violence all the time. We see it daily in the pictures, you know, in the bloodstained floors and bloodstained halls, you know, that are depicted on television, surrounded by violence. And then, of course, the Supreme Court has taken the Ten Commandments out of the very lexicon of our schools, holding that if we were to post the Ten Commandments, they wouldn't do any good unless the students read them. And if they read them, they might meditate upon them. And if they were to meditate upon the Ten Commandments, they might actually obey them. And if they were to obey the Ten Commandments, that would be a violation of the law of separation between church and state. Some of the commandments, like those that say that thou shalt not kill. Actually, that is almost the exact statement made by the Supreme Court. What sort of madness is that when we don't teach people it's wrong to kill, and then we hold them responsible for killing? Well, maybe we ought to get back to the good old days where people had a fear of God, and of course we got away from all this bizarre propaganda that we're putting out to the media to condition people's minds to violence. And with that as a thought, hi Larry, how are you doing?
Good afternoon or evening, as the case may be. Good to talk with you, Stan.
Well, I'm sure you're probably getting lots of calls to come on and talk about Virginia Tech, so I'm going to be quiet and let you start talking.
Well, I guess the tragedy has the one good thing about it. It gives us an opportunity to push this issue into the forefront and to try to get people to reconsider what has been done by making a gun-free zone into what amounts to a criminal-friendly zone. And when we, I guess it sounds like a break might be coming up once we get finished. Let me get back to that point.
All right, fine. We'll be back in just a moment with Larry Pratt, one of my favorite guests from Gun Owners of America, right here at Radio Liberty. We'll be back in just a moment.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Larry Pratt. Larry, you just go ahead and pick up the story. We were talking about, of course, the shooting of Virginia Tech, but basically this whole idea that somehow if we just outlawed guns, we'd do away with then crime.
Well, guns were outlawed in Blacksburg on that campus, as far as I'm able to discern, every campus in the state, certainly within the state system, has a total ban on guns on school property, and of course that was not very faithfully observed by the killer, but he was the only one, and that's the real tragedy. And we haven't learned to study contrast. Just down the road, 2 hours, still in Virginia, in the mountains of southwest Virginia, in Grundy, we have the Appalachian School of Law. About 3 years ago, a very similar situation with a disgruntled student started to unfold, and he killed a total of three people. At the first sounds of the shots, a couple of students at the law school ran out to their vehicles, got their firearms and came back on campus, now in violation of federal and state law, but were able to draw down on and subdue the killer, who actually at that point was in the process of reloading. Obviously, he wasn't finished killing if he'd been left to himself. And that, interestingly, is in contrast to what happened yesterday when, among other things, we now know this, that a Holocaust survivor, a professor from Israel, performed an incredible act of bravery. He stood in the doorway with his body blocking the dirt bag from coming into his classroom, giving his students time to get away through the windows. And for his trouble, he took a bullet and is now dead. Had he had a gun, he clearly, given that scenario, would have had enough time to, if not kill the perpetrator, to have certainly taken him off his concentration. And the methodical word that was used to describe how he went down the hall, methodically shooting one person after another, looking in classrooms, bang, bang. Didn't have to worry about a thing, wasn't looking over his shoulder, nothing. That professor, I'm certain, would have known exactly what to do with that dirt bag that was coming in to kill his students. Now, the students that saved the day for a lot of other people, other than the three that did die, at the Appalachian School of Law, happily they weren't prosecuted. The prosecutor hopefully didn't want to prosecute them, but if he did, he had to know that in Grundy, Virginia, is not Brooklyn. And he's not going to get a conviction for somebody who clearly used an illegal gun. In Brooklyn, they will send you to jail for using an illegal gun in the same set of circumstances in your own home. But in Virginia, and certainly in Southern Virginia, wasn't much of a likelihood that a jury would convict. Now, the question I think that I've yet to hear any anti-gunner ask, or to answer, excuse me, is this. If we can't get a jury to convict, nor should we get a jury to convict somebody who uses an illegal gun to stop one of these crimes, why is that law on the books? Well, that's why we need to get rid of these laws. That's why Gun Owners of America has been pushing and has renewed our call as soon as this tragedy occurred to get these laws off the books. There's a federal law that bans guns within 1,000 feet of a school, not just on the school grounds. And same with most states, including Virginia. Virginia gives the university the option of deciding whether or not to have a ban, and the trustees have affirmed the policy of banning guns on the campus. In fact, there was an effort a couple of years ago in the Virginia legislature to override these local university bans, and the bill failed. And a vice president of the university, Larry Hanker, and may his name now be an infamy, said that he was glad that the legislature had taken this action. He was sure that the Virginia Tech University community was going to feel much safer as a result of this.
You know, I'd feel a lot safer if I knew that there were a few people around with guns to protect me, because we get to take exactly the same concept. Then let's disarm the police, because police shoot people. You know, if we took the guns away from the police, and then, of course, the police couldn't shoot anybody. We wouldn't have crime. Well, of course, everybody knows that's ridiculous. Or the counterpart of that was, well, just get all the criminals to turn in their guns. If the criminals were turning in their guns, then we wouldn't have anything to worry about. But it just doesn't work that way.
You know, one of the things that the folks confuse is that, well, if you're saying that we should get rid of these gun laws, well, what are you saying? We should get rid of murder laws, too? No. I'm saying that laws are on the books not to deter. Laws are on the books to tell people what the punishment will be so that there's a rule of law. You do this, we're going to do that. Now, we don't always do that, and that's shame on us. But nevertheless, that's the concept. And the law is there to tell you what the consequences are supposed to be when you do whatever it is that you've done. And anybody that thinks laws deter, I would argue, does not understand the criminal mind. The criminal mind is not deterred by laws of any kind, no matter how severe. The criminal mind is only really deterred by one thing, the prospect that they could imminently meet danger or their mortal end because of what they're doing. Nothing else suffices to deter the criminal mind. The criminal is a predator. He doesn't think the way the rest of us do. He looks at us as marks, as targets, as suckers, as people who stupidly keep the law, which he could care less about, and which just makes his career that much easier, and in the case of Virginia Tech, makes it a lot safer for the criminal to operate and do whatever it is he wants. And for us to think that, well, I would be deterred by capital punishment, I'm not going to go out and shoot somebody just because I'm mad at him, well, that's because you're not a criminal. You're not thinking like a predator. And as soon as somebody enters into that, even if it's quote-unquote just a domestic murder, he's made the same assumption that John Dillinger made or that Chong made down in Virginia Tech, that I don't care who you are, you mean nothing. I don't care what the law is, it means nothing. I'm going to do what I feel like doing. Actually, it's the same kind of sick logic that that vice president at Virginia Tech was using. We're going to feel so much safer. Well, criminals act strictly on the basis of their feelings. Now, if that's what we want to continue teaching people, don't be surprised if we're going to get more of little dirtbags like we saw yesterday doing whatever they feel like. Every man will end up doing what is right in his own eyes. Not a pretty picture.
Amen to that. Well, I haven't heard any calls for gun laws yet. I imagine they'll be coming down the line.
Oh, yes, sir. They've already started calling for, well, this shows we need the assault weapons ban renewed. Well, first of all, they weren't assault weapons, but secondly, they weren't used in crime as much as hands and feet are used in murder. And certainly they weren't used yesterday. The ban that was mercifully allowed to expire in 04 wouldn't have touched these firearms that this dirtbag used. And so there doesn't keep them, though, from calling for, Dianne Feinstein has already come out, I'm sure one of your favorite senators, already come out, this shows we need the renewal of the assault weapons ban. So Representative McCarthy of Long Island has already introduced that bill some time ago in this current Congress. It's just as irrational as Mayor David Dinkins, who responded to the fatal knifing of some tourists in the New York subway by having a news conference the following day saying, this shows we need more gun control. That's almost literally his words. It's just amazing the disconnect. I don't know, is the mayor's mansion on Mars or something?
Well, whoa. The hypocrisy of course, Dianne Feinstein, is when she was mayor of San Francisco, she got a gun permit, although nobody else could get a gun permit.
She was the pistol-packing mama,
yeah,
wasn't she, though?
When asked why, and she said, well, my life was in danger.
Doggone! So were 32 people in Blacksburg, Virginia, yes, yesterday, and they didn't have anything legally they could do about it either. Thanks, Dianne.
Right. Of course, the thing is the hypocrisy of these liberal legislators. What they really want is a dictatorship. And some of these people know exactly what they're doing. Disarm the people, and then, of course, you can wipe your feet on them. There
you know,
is this mentality. There is an elitist mentality out there. Of course, some of the people are just liberals, not very smart, but some of them have an agenda. They know exactly what they're doing.
There's really a hatred of the kind of government that was established in this country. It's helpful for me to recall that our Constitution starts out, we the people do hereby ordain and establish. The people are the sovereigns who have created a government to serve the Creator. When that government comes along and says to the Creator, the sovereign, we want your guns, we're going to control, we're going to eliminate whatever, your ability to have guns, the government is really carrying out a coup d'etat, telling the sovereign, you're no longer the sovereign because we're not going to let you have the means to enforce your sovereignty. And so gun control is inextricably involved with a statement that we don't believe in limited government, we don't believe in individual accountability, we believe that only the government knows best. You are so right in calling that an elitist attitude. That is spot on.
Well, I think it's so vitally important that we understand what the mentality is, that we understand what the arguments are, and Larry makes them so well. And, of course, this is the reason that we have Gun Owners of America and that I wanted to get Larry on. Have you had a lot of calls to be on the radio in response to what happened?
Grant, Stan, I am so glad I can still speak. I've been at it since 8 in the morning. We've done television, radio, and newspapers have picked up a release that we put out, and it's in stories all around the country. This is a big one, and I'm quite concerned that the other side is going to try to use this for a platform for renewed attack on our guns.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
was in Canada, and violent and gun control crime has increased. They even have some of the strictest laws in the world in Great Britain. And what happens if they put in all those laws against having guns in Great Britain, Larry?
I think that's a very important question to be dealing with, because if a gun ban, which is what they have for practical purposes in England, there's a few farmers that have shotguns for varmints, there's a few wealthy hunters that have single shot hunting rifles for their wealthy hunting programs, and a very few target shooters that are allowed single shot rifles. That's it. And otherwise, there's no gun stores in England. You don't have to worry about guns getting into the wrong hands, because there is no way for guns to get into the wrong hands in England, period. Well, yeah, there is, actually, because criminals didn't obey that law either. And even though it's an island, they've gotten what the cops think are twice as many illegal guns now into the country as those that were confiscated from the legal gun pool, the remaining guns that law-abiding gun owners owned in 1997. So if people say, well, we're not talking about that, we just want to keep guns from getting into the wrong hands, well, if a total ban doesn't keep them from getting into the wrong hands, and I asked a caller this on a program earlier today, you say, well, we got to do something. Okay, would a background check keep criminals from getting a gun? Okay, that wouldn't work. Well, how about a permit? Do you think a permit, getting a permit, would keep criminals from getting a gun? No? Well, how about a license before you can have a gun? Would that keep them from getting a gun? That wouldn't either? Well, what in the world would? One guy recently suggested, well, we ought to make parents responsible. Well, that may or may not have had anything to do with the guy down in Virginia Tech. But what if he did what he did completely out from under the control of his parent? First of all, he's 18 years old. He's not living at home. He's not under their practical or effective control. I don't think there's a court in the country, maybe outside of Brooklyn, that would convict a group of parents for something that their kid did when they clearly had no way to know or affect what he was doing. So that doesn't seem like that's going to work either. You've got kids that do exactly what they want to do, and their parents are completely in the dark about what they're doing.
How about holding the university responsible for what he did? After all, he's attending the university. Maybe we should punish the university.
Now, there you might have a better argument, because the university told the victims, you will not be armed. We don't trust you to be armed. Well, okay, so you say, I can't be armed, but I'm on that university campus. Are you going to be responsible if something happens to me anyway? And boy, I think they are in real danger of getting the clothes sued right off their bodies, because they really seem to have done a massively incompetent job. They knew that a murderer was on the loose on the campus, and they did nothing to alert people who were still arriving. It's a lot of people that live just off campus that are coming onto the campus. They did nothing to post any kind of notice at the entrance to the campus, at the entrance to the buildings. They sent an email about the time the massacre was occurring that, oh, better stay inside. Well, at that time, if you're in a classroom, even if you've got a laptop, you probably don't have it open to your email, because you're getting ready to take notes.
Well, now, had they brought the police in? Did they have police all over the campus before the second shooting began?
Very good point. Indeed, they did. The police were investigating the first murder that had occurred 2-3 hours before the massacre, and they were, as you say, all over the campus. When the word went out that the shooting had started, the cops went right over to the building where it was happening. You can't fault them for that. They were there in a heartbeat. Trouble is, in less than a heartbeat, 30 people had been murdered.
Right.
That's the problem. People couldn't defend themselves. They had been told by the university, we want you to feel safe. There were 32 people that died feeling safe, at least until their last couple of seconds.
Right. And of course, the thing is that the only way you could stop something like that would be have an armed guard in every classroom.
And then what do you do if the armed guard turns out to be a bad guy himself? Oops.
Well, maybe what we ought to do is allow people to be free to defend themselves, and, And maybe what we need to do is try to change the hearts of people, but we're not doing that. Is society getting better or worse? I'd like to suggest it's getting worse. I mean, we've taken God out of our schools, and I believe God is going to bring his judgment. I believe God is bringing his judgment on America. Today, we'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in Prophecy, Tyrants and Wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Larry Pratt. And first of all, we will take calls. If you're out there in the listening audience, you agree, you disagree. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But Larry, I want you to get your telephone number out. I want to get your website out because I commend it. Larry's organization to every one of our listeners. You need to be working with Larry and helping them. Certainly watch what's going on in Congress, and certainly you'll be effective, and you can be effective through their organization. They've got all sorts of techniques by which you can email your elected representatives on the really important issues, and not only that, but Larry will let you know what those issues are and when you've got to become involved and be doing something. Larry, let's get your information out.
Oh, well, thank you very much. We are on the web at gunowners.org. That's the place that you were referring to, where people can go sign up for a free email alert service that we have. It only involves one a week at the most, as a rule. Whatever Congress is up to, we keep you informed, make it easy to get back in touch with Congress. And that can really make a difference. And sometimes that's the only thing that can be done because of the time limit that we have to work with. And if you can't get on the web and can't get to us at gunowners.org, then we have a toll-free number. It's 888-886-GUNS. That's 888-886, and then G-U-N-S.
All right, fine. I recommend that people go there, get the information, and help Larry, because he'll certainly let you know when Dianne Feinstein or when these other turkeys are trying to do something to take away our freedom. Believe me, they want guns to protect themselves. They just, well, they're elitist. They really don't believe that common people should be able to protect themselves. And, of course, many, many people have died because they had no protection. And in the areas and the communities where guns are mandatory, everybody has to have a gun, why the incidence of crime falls and falls very rapidly. Again, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. I wonder what you out there in the audience think about this. Do you think that maybe gun laws are going to be the solution to the problem, or do you think that maybe this is the basis of the problem? Every school in the United States, for all intents and purposes, with very rare exceptions, is simply a shooting gallery waiting for somebody to step in and start shooting, because they don't have to worry. And certainly in those areas where, of course, we've seen the shooting start, and somebody's gotten a gun, where they've been able to put an end to it before it got out of hand, as this recent one did there at Virginia Tech. Well, Larry, what's the sort of response you're getting from the audiences as you address them today?
Well, I think the way that I was opening the discussion that we've had and presenting the matter in terms of, would you convict for the use of an illegal gun when it was clearly used for such a good thing, as it was at the Appalachian School of Law, and as it might have been even at the Virginia Tech, if somebody had had that illegal gun yesterday and had turned it on the killer. And if you can't say you would convict and send somebody to jail anyway, because just shouldn't have illegal guns, and we shouldn't be scoffing the law and flouting it and so forth. And so if you can't say that, if you think that that gun law is more important than the saving of life, well, that's fine. But if you can't say that, if you get it, then join with us in getting the law off the books, because we shouldn't have laws on the books that people find to be inherently immoral and that they don't want to and cannot convict under.
Well, you know, so many things are happening today that just aren't logical. If we could only get people to think, I mean, if one time people understood the importance of an armed citizenry, and certainly you don't want people going around brandishing weapons, but people aren't going to be brandishing weapons. People who want to carry a concealed weapon ought to be able to carry one, and just hope and pray that they would never need one. But increasingly, America is turning ever more violent. We're seeing this as the gangs are operating. We're seeing this. Well, I know, for instance, in South Africa, I lived there for years, and you know, the whole idea of carjacking there is a common place.
Very common. I've traveled to South Africa, and everybody I've talked to has been themselves a victim of crime or someone in their immediate family. So it is something that has just gone way out of control, and yet it's the government's policy not to renew licenses that allow people to legally have a gun. And so as the legality of gun ownership declines, or the ownership of legal guns declines, better said, we're finding that crime is going off the charts, even as it has in England, as it has in Washington, D.C., as it has in Chicago, Illinois. It keeps failing. I don't know when it will be that people say, boy, we better stop trying to copy failure. We better try something that works.
Hey, what's going on in Washington, D.C.? Now, we know the judge, there was a judge that seemed to have his head screwed on right, and he said that the ban on weapons in people's homes in Washington, D.C. was illegal, and of course, you know, the people on the other side were furious, but he said it violated
the Constitution. They've taken away our gun control law that we've been trying so hard to control crime with.
Right, and of course it was.
Yeah, right. And for 30 years, that's right. For 30 years, the thing's been an abject failure, but they want to keep trying with it. Now, the judge actually wrote one of the decisions that I couldn't believe that I would see a judge write something like that. It was a magnificent decision, and he found that that the D.C. law should be overturned on constitutional grounds, that it violated the individual right to keep and bear arms that is protected by, not created by, the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment in our Constitution. And he took on the opponent arguments, and it was a wonderful job smashing them. He showed that when they used the word militia, well, let me recite the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, the collectivists that say, well, it's not an individual right. It only protects the right of a state, it says free state, to have a militia. See, a well-regulated militia. Well, he pointed out that the term free state did not refer in that time to Massachusetts or Virginia. First of all, they really had only just had states for a limited time. But the dictionary made it clear that state was a term that they used for political society, as opposed to, you know, social group like a garden club, political society. They would refer to that as a state. Sometimes state was used to refer to a whole nation, and it was about third down the line that it meant Virginia or Massachusetts. So free state was a reference to the protection of a free society, which in 18th century meant limited government. And so the well-regulated militia was something that was necessary for the protection of limited government, where if you went back and looked at what militia meant, and this is something the judge did, there had been kind of an invitation and a half-baked decision back in the 30s by the Supreme Court on militia and Second Amendment, and so they had invited people to explain just what would be meant by a firearm protected by the militia clause. And so the judge basically took up that court from the 1930s and said, yeah, you can figure that out very simply, because the colonies all had laws that required you to have a gun that was useful for militia service. And you had to have that gun on your own. You had to have the ammunition for it on your own. You had to keep it at home, and it had to be in working order. If it didn't hit on all four of those criteria, you could have been and often would have been fined because you didn't have your own gun, you didn't have your own ammo, the gun wasn't in working order, and it wasn't at home, when sometimes they would actually go door-to-door to check. Their idea of door-to-door gun control was a little bit different than Hitler's or Bill Clinton's.
All right. Well, let's go to Bob, who's calling us from Tennessee. Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Yeah, you there, Doc. I just want to tell you I really appreciate what you and Larry are doing. And
well, thank you.
And unfortunately, not at this day and age in this country, we need more guns for more people.
Amen to that. In fact, we're moving into, I believe, I'm very much afraid we're moving into a time of increasing violence in this country and uncertainty, and heaven only knows what's going to happen. You know, certainly the government is planning, you know, in some sort of a major disaster. That's why they passed the John Warner Defense Appropriations Act. We need an armed citizenry so we can look after ourselves and look after our neighbors. So, but anyway, Chris.
Well, I agree with the point that you all are making, and we need to keep in mind that actually, as so many good arguments, the other side will try to make something for their point with it. Well, if people are really getting into a time where they're so violent and whatnot, that just shows we need gun control. Well, actually, one of the many answers that we can give to that is, go take a look at the concealed carry permit holders in the state of Texas. Tens and tens and tens of thousands of them. Their crime rate was studied by a think tank, and they found that we would love to have a crime rate for the whole country that you find among the concealed carry permit holders. These guys and gals almost never commit a crime of any kind, and they've had so little problem with them, you would just be so happy if that were the crime rate of the rest of the country. So making it easier for people to get a concealed carry permit obviously doesn't make it more likely that bad people are going to do more bad things, because the bad people are already getting the guns anyway.
Okay. What, did you have a comment at all, Bob?
Yeah, I had one more point to make there. These Satanists and Luciferians openly state that they want to eliminate 95% of the world's population, and obviously they're not going to volunteer themselves to help out the cause. But
you're absolutely right. There are people out there who got a different view of the world, aren't there?
Exactly.
We should tell them that we're from Missouri. Show me.
Thanks very much, Bob.
Go and do likewise, pal.
Right. And Bob. So anyway, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to talk to Bob, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And I think we all feel the emotional impact of what happened yesterday. But if you watched the program, as I did last night, it was an NBC program, it was amazing how they used music in the background. I mean, this was a theatrical production, and sometimes the music would be deep and ominous, and other times it would be sort of upbeat. Why were they using music? Why weren't they just putting out a program? Because they use incidents like this to control our reality and control our emotions. And when you see, when they're doing a standard, you know, interview with somebody, and they're playing music very quietly in the background, either uplift or downlift or eerie or sinister, you know that this is being used for mind control. So understand that these people are not above using this terrible tragedy to push their agenda. And what's their agenda? We want to disarm the people. We want to take away their freedom. We want to control them. So Larry's out in the front line with a very, very good program. Gun Owners of America is doing a great job there in Washington, D.C. Any new legislation we ought to be worried about, Larry?
Well, yes, because we're already hearing calls from Dianne Feinstein, Senator from California, that this shows we need the gun ban to be renewed, that it expired in 2004, I should say. And Carol McCarthy's had this bill in this new Congress for some time. So I would be very concerned that unless we gun owners and freedom defenders in general make it very clear that that stove that burned the Democrat Party in 2000 and in 1994 is still a hot stove. You go there, you touch of that stove, you burn of your hand. And we better make sure they realize that we're not asleep, we're watching, we're not going to be buffaloed by a tragedy that happened to be the cause for inflicting the same vulnerability on the rest of us that had been inflicted on those poor people in Blacksburg, Virginia. We are, I think, at a very important point where a lot's going to depend on just how much ruckus we, the grassroots, are willing to make.
And now, who we have another caller? Who's the caller? Ari, hey, Ari, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Dr. Stan?
Doing just fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
Well, yeah, I've got a kind of a question and a comment.
All right, go ahead.
Shoot, as we say over here at Gun Owners.
Yeah, shoot back first. Anyway, that's a fight crime, shoot back first.
Amen.
The bumper sticker that said that. Anyways, yeah, I think that's true. I believe reading somewhere that in Japan that they made owning a gun, specifically a handgun, illegal. Isn't that true?
That is correct.
But
I think there's the only exceptions are the owners of a few ranges where you might, if I'm not mistaken, be able to go and use a gun at that range, but that would be the only exception. Otherwise, no private possession, not at home, not on the street, nothing.
Yeah, and so, but it's also a known fact that the Japanese mafia, the Yakuza, one of their prime criminal enterprises, one of their money makers, is there into the gun running and gun smuggling business.
How about
and so,
that?
Yeah, how about that? And they're running drugs too.
And by the way, this is an island nation, as is England, and you would think that if you were going to have a successful gun control experiment, you'd have to have an island. Jamaica, by the way, would be another example. Same kind of laws and same kind of poor results.
Right. And so we have the Japanese mafia, the Yakuza, they're running drugs into their country. And so they're the ones that have the guns. And so I believe the same thing is off. Well, as a matter of fact, I know the same thing's happening in this country. But when they do finally make guns illegal, they're the ones that'll have the guns. The gangs, the street gangs, the organized crime, and these mafia people, these satanic thugs, they'll have the guns. And I guess that's what their ultimate objective is. And this is just completely twisted and upside down.
You're passionately making the point that gun control is the criminal's friend.
When guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns.
Here, here.
Anything else, Ari?
No, sir, I think, I'm sorry, you were talking to Ari, not Larry.
Ari.
Yeah, and so, this is just getting to be where this is just madder than a Mad magazine and loonier than a Saturday morning cartoon. But yeah, this what happened in West Virginia is an absolute tragedy, and my heart and goes out to all those victims and all the people that it touched. And so,
remember, Ari, that the people to blame are the ones who restricted the right of the people to keep and bear arms so they can't defend themselves. They're the ones who are responsible, and they're equally responsible to the man who pulled the trigger. We're out of time. Thanks for your call, and Larry, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Stan.
A pleasure.
God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making...
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
laws that keep people from being able to defend themselves, go on the offensive, why, of course, they'll flee, you know, like the vampire at the first rays of dawn. So then, of course, I think that it's important that you understand so much of what's going on from the spiritual point of view, because there really is increasing evil and violence coming upon our society. And certainly if you have not yet seen my talk on The Forbidden Secret, let me suggest that you get it. My talking for almost 2 hours, and we answer questions there at the very end. But the story is vitally important. It's a story that most people don't know. Comes with a syllabus if you want to get it, and you've got to read President Bush's inaugural speeches. When he was inaugurated for the first term or the second term, you've got to learn about what this new order of the ages is he's talking about. You've got to understand who the angel is who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm. He finishes his first inaugural address talking about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and guides the storm. In fact, he uses the term twice for emphasis. What in heaven's name is he talking about? Well, you listen to my talk on The Forbidden Secret. You'll know the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years. And I think it's a very important talk. Of course, certainly my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, is preliminary to this. Second talk would be The Forbidden Secret. We've got all sorts of other talks out there. If you've never seen my Dangerous Deception, it's a talk which it's available now on video, although it will be available very soon on DVD. Talk I gave back in the year 2002 about how they are using this danger of terrorism, this war on terrorism, to take away our freedom, and they know exactly what they're doing. This whole thing is coordinated very carefully, and of course we're being led into a war with Iran. Now, if you've not yet seen Chris Pinto's The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, this is an award-winning DVD. I mean, it's very, very professionally done, much more professionally done than my talks. With drama and all sorts of interviews that you'll find fascinating. But his latest DVD, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. We carry the book that inspired this, but then, of course, when you see the pictures of what's really in our nation's capital, things you've never recognized before, and nobody's ever going to tell you about this, you'll understand America's secret destiny and why our forces are in the Middle East today. Very well done. That's Riddles in Stone. It's Chris Pinto's latest. If you've, of course, heard my talk on The Forbidden Secret, then it all begins to fit together. And I should mention I play a small part in both Secret Mysteries and in Riddles in Stone. Very small, but I'm flattered that I was asked to participate. Oh, please go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there. We do have an internet 24-hour streaming, so you can actually hear my programs or Joyce Riley's, you know, almost 24 hours a day. And you can simply type in, go to the Global Star website, www.globalstar, then go to 4, and you can pick it up that way, or go to my website at RadioLiberty.com, and where it says live programming, pick that up. Get the information. Help us get it out across America while we can. Make your preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. And if you'd like a free food catalog, a free medical catalog, or a regular catalog, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. We'll be back here in just a moment with the second hour of Radio Liberty.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed...
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Dale. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, this afternoon they're going to be those of Dr. Catherine Paulman, and Dr. Paulman is a Ph.D., and both she and her husband are Ph.D.s, but Dr. Paulman had come down with rheumatoid arthritis some years ago, and this is a terrible, deforming, painful disease with inflammatory disease in her joints, and so she set out, rather than, of course, take out traditional therapy, to try to find out if there are additional therapies that could help her, and I'm going to let her tell the story of what happened and how she was able to regain her health. Dr. Paulman, go right ahead.
Good afternoon, Dr. Stan. Thank you for inviting me on your program.
Well, I appreciate you coming on with us again. So you go ahead, pick up the story.
Okay. In 1993, I had a fall downstairs, which severely injured both my ankles, torn ligaments and a lot of pain. And the injuries didn't heal in a proper length of time and developed into rheumatoid arthritis to my great shock and surprise. I was not a health professional at that time. I had kind of minimal knowledge of nutrition and all that, but I was unwilling to take the toxic drugs that the doctors prescribed, which only masked the symptoms. And I set out on my own research program to find a benign and non-toxic solution. And with my husband's help, we discovered a treatment from the 1940s involving tetracycline antibiotics, which, taken over a long period of time in a very low dose, are able to combat the bacterial infection, which is at the root cause of rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, any number of other autoimmune diseases like multiple sclerosis, carpal tunnel syndrome, a whole list of other, chronic fatigue syndrome, for example. And I am now in remission, and I did so much research that I thought, well, it's kind of selfish to keep this to myself. I'm going to turn it into a book and help other people. And my efforts are totally nonprofit. I don't sell any vitamins or services, just the information in my book. And I thank you for allowing me to help others through this radio show.
Well, of course, you know, the first time I heard about this, it was when I was teaching at a university in South Africa, and I had time to read the medical journals. Now, you have to understand that most doctors are so busy, they never have time to go to the library and just spend a full day in the library reading medical journals. I mean, usually you read the orthopedic journals, you're an orthopedist, you read the rheumatology journals, if you're a rheumatologist, but, you know, certainly I was totally unaware of what was happening in the other subspecialties, even though they overlap my field, and I was fascinated at that time. This was back in about 1974 or 1975, and I was the senior surgeon at the Pelotonomy Hospital there with a large resident staff and about 150 patients under my care. But fortunately, I had a lot of residents, so they did all the work. And reading some articles at that time about the, you know, about the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis with antibiotics, and I was quite intrigued by it, having seen so many and operated on so many people before that. But then, of course, when I came back to the States, the idea simply wasn't in common vogue here. But this idea has been around for a long time, hasn't it, Dr. Paulman?
Yes, it has. Dr. Thomas McPherson Brown developed this treatment and found the link between rheumatic illness and the tetracycline antibiotics in the 1940s.
All right, fine. Now, was he dealing with mycoplasma at that time? What organism did he think he was treating?
That was mycoplasma.
All right, fine. Hang on there. We're going to be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest today is Dr. Catherine Paulman, who's a PhD. Both she and her husband were researchers. What did you and your husband research when you were working full time?
Oh, before we turned to health,
yes.
My husband was a computer network architect for Boeing, and I was working at the Rand Corporation as a policy analyst in the military area.
All right, fine.
The Air Force and Army logistics people.
All right, fine. Well, this is a long way, of course, from health. And so Dr. Paulman became very concerned after she developed rheumatoid arthritis in the 1990s, began researching this, and came across some things that were written in the 1940s about a treatment of a mycoplasma with long-term antibiotics. Now, you must understand that there are mycoplasms out there. When I went to medical school, I never even heard of a mycoplasma, but they were known in the 40s. And certainly when I came back from Africa in the 1980s, suddenly we found out that about a quarter of influenza cases, about a quarter of pneumonia cases, we call them atypical pneumonia, were related to mycoplasm.
And they're so turning up in all sorts of diseases.
And of
course, Lou Gehrig's disease, for example, and Gulf War illness, mycoplasma plays a key role.
And of course, Dr. Carl Nicholson has pointed out is that many of these mycoplasms have been genetically altered, so they will become much more pathological and so much more dangerous to the individual. But how long did you have to remain on antibiotics before you began to show improvement?
Oh, after only 2 weeks, I showed remarkable improvement. But I waited until the test results showed that the sed rates and the ELISA tests and all that were going down into normal range, and it took about 8 months for me to achieve confident remission.
And of course, some people are going to say, well, of course, the rheumatoid arthritis is a cyclical disease. Did it come back again?
It did, but only under circumstances of extreme stress. It came back twice between 1997 and 2002. I had two key stressors in my life. And I realized it at the time, knowing what I did from my research, so I was quick to get back on the tetracycline and get that back under control in just a few weeks.
And, of course, the thing is, the last thing you want is just to really get out of hand. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and, of course, our guest is Dr. Catherine Paulman. We're talking about chronic mycoplasma infection. And, of course, some of these are genetically altered mycoplasms, as we see with much of the Gulf War illness, with some of the chronic fatigue, and certainly some of the fibromyalgia. So why don't you talk about and tell us what you've learned about these mycoplasma infections?
Well, mycoplasmas go way back. They were discovered, actually, in 1898. Dr. Brown discovered the link between rheumatic illness and mycoplasma in the 1940s. And he wrote a book about that called The Road Back in 1988. It describes his research and quite a lot of the scientific experiments that he performed. There's another great book called The New Arthritis Breakthrough by his co-author in 1988. His name is Henry Scammell. And that has The Road Back in its entirety embedded in that book. Now, I have a whole list of books on my website, which is www.ra-infection-connection.com, and those books are listed there, and they tell the full story of this link and what mycoplasmas can really do. Now, Dr. Stan, you've used a word called genetically altered, and when you use that word, it kind of triggers in me the idea of something pathological outside itself, some conspiratorial thing, but actually, mycoplasmas can be contaminated by childhood illness infections, like staph, like streptococcus, pneumonia, those kinds of things. And those elements of little fragments of bacteria from childhood illness can lurk in the joints and become pathological when they team up with mycoplasma, which has no cell wall. And they colonize in the body and wreak havoc on you. So it's not necessarily anything conspiratorial. It's something that just happens. And I had quite a lot of rheumatic illness when I was a child, and this showed up in my 40s, which was just devastating to me.
All right, fine. Now, why has this antibiotic treatment never taken hold? Why isn't it widely accepted, you know, by the medical profession?
Well, for many reasons. As you yourself admitted, doctors really aren't taught this in medical school. And it's in favor of cortisone, which is kind of the answer. When Dr. Brown announced his findings in the 1940s, that was coincident with the announcement of cortisone. And so doctors really like the high-tech drugs, and tetracycline has been around a long time. It's off patent, and it's real cheap, and it's something that needs some monitoring. That's another factor. And it's not just taking the tetracycline. You have to get your immune system back on track so that it can itself monitor the bacterial colony and keep it under control and wean you away from the antibiotics.
Yeah.
Typically, a course of antibiotics, as you well know, is like 10 or 14 days. And it's a blitzkrieg attack on your gut. And you must replenish the good bacteria that are killed off. And I kind of belabor that point in my book, actually, but that's very important, but the doctors don't typically tell you about that. And so you will feel maybe worse because by killing off those good bacteria, you get a yeast infection, a yeast overgrowth in your gut, and that can lead to all sorts of problems, and the doctor may think that you're allergic to the antibiotic.
And because the thing is that you've got to take your probiotics to balance out.
Exactly.
And to replace the bacteria that you're killing off.
Absolutely.
And of course there's something called, I've forgotten what it is, but difficile. It's something like, there's a very, very pathological organism that comes up with, when you kill off the good bacteria, and then the bad ones come forward.
Yes.
Anyway, of course, what's the interrelationship between the rheumatoid arthritis and the chronic fatigue and the fibromyalgia, which is so disabling to so many people?
Well, I look at three foundation symptoms. If you have kind of joint or muscle pain, inflammation, and chronic fatigue, a big red flag comes up to me that says you've got an infection because your immune system is working overtime to try to suppress some foreign invaders in your body. And Dr. Joseph Mercola, who's a naturopathic physician, was kind enough to not only review my book, but provide two of the appendices, one on diet and one describing Dr. Brown's treatment using fibromyalgia as an example. And I purposely wanted a medical doctor to have a voice in my book, so that people wouldn't just take the word of a researcher, but here is a medical doctor, and readers could take that appendix to their doctor, and it would be a peer discussion.
All right. Now, Dr. Brown has passed away. What about Dr. Clark? What part does he play?
Dr. Harold Clark was Dr. Brown's lab manager for about 30 years, and he performed a lot of the mycoplasma experiments Dr. Brown ordered, and they were very close colleagues. Dr. Clark is a PhD researcher. Dr. Brown was a medical doctor, rheumatologist, head of George Washington University's medical department, and a colleague of Dr. Sabin of polio vaccine fame. So this guy is multi-credentialed.
And of course, back in the 40s, he was well known, his ideas never took hold because, of course, now we had cortisone.
Yes.
The trouble is that cortisone does not treat the cause of the disease.
Oh, it makes you feel wonderful. The symptoms go away, but it doesn't get to the root cause of what's eaten on you, and that's the bacteria.
And of course, the thing is that something is triggering off this autoimmune response. And of course, if it's a mycoplasm, and you treat the mycoplasm, then you get to the root cause, and you can cure them. Otherwise, of course, you're just taking the prednisone or the cold or the or many of the other very, very dramatic drugs which work. But, of course, they suppress the immune system. And what you really want to do is get to what is causing the immune problem. So,
absolutely. And that's why eating right and exercising and all that to get your immune system back on track is really an essential part of the treatment. It's not just what do I take, it's what do I do.
Have
the patient has a responsibility here.
Have you, of course, gotten into any of the work that Dr. Garth Nicholson has done on this in this field?
Yes, I have. In fact, Dr. Nicholson was kind enough to be one of my book's reviewers. And there's a lot of politics associated with the Gulf War illness, so I do mention it in my book, and I refer to other sources. But he did also a lot of work in looking at autism in children and vaccines that may be contributing. And I just came across a medical article just the other day that they have done some scientific research linking mercury poisoning to autism. So I subscribe to quite a few medical journals and get their regular newsletters and research reports, and just it keeps me pretty busy.
I bet it does. Well, I appreciate the fact that you've been wanting to take on this job and certainly to try to popularize this treatment, which was very, very popular in years past and has more or less been forgotten. Now,
yes, it's really a shame. It got quite a lot of national press in the early 1980s. Dr. Brown heard about this gorilla in the zoo who was suffering from rheumatoid arthritis, and he applied his treatment to the gorilla, and the gorilla was healed, went into remission. This poor animal was suffering greatly from rheumatoid arthritis. So this is not a placebo effect if it works on animals. This is why I look at a lot of veterinary research.
And, of course, do the veterinarians recognize the relationship between some arthritides and this inflammatory type of arthritis? Now, rheumatoid is different than osteoarthritis. Rheumatoid is an inflammatory arthritis, although there may be an inflammatory component to osteoarthritis. It is primarily it's just a different entity, more all in all.
There is an inflammatory part of it, but it comes. Actually, I call osteoarthritis a condition rather than a disease, because it's a wear and tear, kind of a mechanical thing. If your bones are out of an alignment, you're going to wear down your the pads of cartilage between the bones irregularly. And you notice that osteoarthritis normally happens on the weight-bearing joints. So if you're into high-impact sports or you're doing a lot of jogging, you're going to mash down your cartilage. You don't feel it at the time because there are no nerves in cartilage. But once it's gone, the bone tries to regenerate the surface, the eroded surface, and does it in a kind of an irregular manner. And once you get down to bone-on-bone friction, now you've got some pain.
Oh, boy, I can attest to that, having had two total hip operations.
Oh, boy.
but fortunately, we have some excellent surgeries, and of course, I've done hundreds of them, probably thousands of them myself, and but I will tell you, you never really appreciate that procedure until you have it done on yourself, when you can't sleep at night, and then you have it done, and suddenly the pain is gone.
Oh, yes, osteo can be terribly, terribly painful.
But of course, so can rheumatoid, and the thing is that really, if we can treat this with antibiotics. Now, what else are you doing to help your immune system besides simply the long-term antibiotic therapy?
I hear some music. I think we're up for a break.
We are, but they even get started, and we'll pick it up.
Okay, I'm going to mention that doxycycline has been shown to be effective for osteoarthritis as well as rheumatoid arthritis.
All right. Well, I'm sure there's some types of osteoarthritis that really do have an inflammatory component.
Yes, absolutely. It's when the bone-on-bone friction starts that you get the inflammation.
All right, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment. And if you're out there in the listening audience would like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Dr. Palmer, would you like to go ahead and perhaps talk about some of the...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
So many of the things in prepackaged food that are just not good for you that will attack your immune system. And I was asking Dr. Palma if she agreed with that. Please pick up what your remark was going to be.
Yeah, I was going to say that I gave a talk, but I lecture all over South Bay of California and internationally and nationally too. But in a recent lecture, I was talking about food labels and how you really need to be almost fanatic about reading what's going into your body. And as a result, I put several articles on my website. That's ra-infection-connection.com.
Give that one more time, please.
It's www.ra, that stands for rheumatoid arthritis. We got ra-infection-connection. rheumatoidarthritis.com. And incidentally, that's kind of the title of my book, Rheumatoid Arthritis, The Infection Connection. And I have actual pictures of food labels that and products, not to single any manufacturer out, this is just representative, but just to show how to read a food label. For example, if you see the word spice in the ingredient list, and you ask yourself, well, what spice is it? They've got the same amount of space there. Why don't they put the spice? Well, that's code for MSG. If you see the word spice, singular, it's MSG.
And, of course, that's the last thing you want to take. This is extremely toxic, and it's excitotoxin. It attacks your brain, fertility. MSG is certainly never should have been released on the public, but it is. And you're going to have to just avoid those things like the plague. Some people can get by taking them, but a lot of people really can't.
There is a lot of MSG in Chinese food, so if you go to Chinese restaurants, be sure to ask them, you know, if the food is prepared with MSG or not. Typically, Thai restaurants don't use MSG. In fact, I've seen that in the window, no MSG used. You see that banner, you're pretty confident that you're going to get some good, nutritious food.
So avoid it, and fortunately, the Chinese restaurant where we regularly go does not use MSG, but so many of them do.
Yes.
All right, fine. So now, of course, so then you're going to avoid the toxins, and then, of course, you're going to take the antibiotics, you're going to do the exercises. What specific food supplements would you take in the way of vitamins and minerals to help yourself? You were talking about chlorella?
Yes, chlorella is really very very helpful to eliminate the toxins because it kind of bonds with the heavy metals and toxins. If you're at all interested in how much toxicity your body has, you can get some specific blood tests, and I would recommend a hair analysis. That can be quite revealing to see how much mercury and arsenic, and it's kind of a shock to see how much you've accumulated in your hair. A nutritionist can help you with this. But if you are experiencing a lot of inflammation, you should take some high omega-3 supplements. These are like fish oil or flaxseed oil, evening primrose oil, borage oil, those kinds of things. About 6 grams a day will help a lot to get your inflammation down. Now, again, you have to read the label on these things. They have something called EPA and DHA. Make sure you get the highest quantity of that, even though the supplement itself may say 1,000 milligrams, you may not get a very high EPA or DHA. The filler might be just plain old cod liver oil.
But the thing is that the omega-3 oils are so really vitally important to your health.
Absolutely.
Yeah. One of the most important things everybody should be taking as far as heart health and general health.
Mm-hmm. Another great one, I'm a big fan of vitamin C. I take mega doses of vitamin C.
How much do you take?
As does my husband. I take about 8 grams a day.
Eight grams a day. Okay,
yeah.
Fine. Well, I take about, I guess, two grams a day, something like that. But
you have to find your own level, and that's what I call bowel tolerance.
And that's because, of course, you can get very loose stools with the vitamin C. And so,
yeah.
So you have to be careful with it, but, you know, it's certainly it seems to be very, very beneficial.
And if you are taking large doses, you need to spread it out during the day because any excess is going to be excreted. So every few hours, and take it with meals. That would be good.
All right, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment, and we'll welcome your calls. At 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Once again, your title of your book is Rheumatoid Arthritis. We actually carry it. What's the rest of it?
It's Rheumatoid Arthritis, The Infection Connection.
The Infection Connection.
Yeah.
Of course,
Amazon, bookstores, my website.
We carry the book as well.
And you were kind enough to order some too.
Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, the This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon, Dr. Catherine Palmer. We're talking about her book, Rheumatoid Arthritis, The Infection Connection, and, of course, the association of rheumatoid arthritis with chronic mycoplasma infection. Now, why would you have gotten the rheumatoid arthritis after you fell downstairs and badly injured your ankles? That's a question a lot of people are going to ask.
Oh, because I had remnants of childhood illnesses, rheumatic fever, walking pneumonia, severe bronchitis. I had a lot of that as a child. And the little bacteria remnants stayed in my synovial tissues, and that's the tissues around the joints. And they were just waiting, like frogs in the desert waiting for the rainstorm, for my immune system to be distracted. And with that injury to my ankles, it was so traumatic that my immune system was working overtime to clear the debris of the injury and scars, scar tissue, and to rebuild the injured tissue. And so while the immune system was preoccupied, the bacteria came out, merged with the mycoplasma, and established colonies. And they typically head for the injured area, because they are cloaked organisms. They can even infiltrate the T cells, which are, you know, immune system good cells, and land right in. And when I had an MRI done of my ankles, there were just hot spots showing the bacterial infection in my ankles.
Oh, because the MRI would have shown the inflammation there, and of course we have to assume that's where the infection was. But I mean, as far as the MRI can't see the infection, you can just see the effect of the destruction of the bone, the swelling of the tissue.
Exactly, and what it can also see are the little calcium nodules. What happens with bacteria is that they build little calcium fortresses around themselves to protect themselves from the immune system. So I had all these little castles all over my ankle area. And that was certainly indicative of some severe problems.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Catherine Palmer. We're going to be talking about rheumatoid arthritis, the infection connection. And certainly there's so many people out across America that have one or another of these chronic infectious diseases. We have almost 1 million people with chronic fatigue syndrome, probably 2 million with fibromyalgia. And, well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest is Dr. Catherine Palmer. We've got Denny calling from Soquel, and we also have our, if you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've been talking about these chronic infections, that chronic fatigue, and of course, ordinarily people say, oh, these people just have emotional problems. Well, if you ever studied chronic fatigue, it's a lot more than just emotional problems. People get emotional problems because they're totally incapacitated. And if you read, there's a wonderful book which we used to carry, it's out of print, called The Osler's Web. And you'll find out that any of the doctors who have really tried to find out what was behind the chronic fatigue syndrome, they lost their funding. And then, of course, you get the chronic fatigue, about 2 million Americans with chronic fatigue. Lyme disease, about 1 million people with chronic Lyme disease. And then, of course, so many people out there with rheumatoid arthritis and these comparable chronic infections. Denny, how are you doing? Oh, I guess we have to push the button there for Denny.
Yep.
Hi, Denny, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. I just tuned into the show, and I have a couple questions. Dr. Palmer, is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
You said something about osteoarthritis. Right now, my wife is really suffering with spinal stenosis.
Now, that's really an entirely different disease than osteoarthritis, although it can be secondary to it, but it's mainly because, of course, you're getting pressure on the nerves there and on the joints from that. That would not fit into this group of diseases.
it's a disc degeneration disease, and it's a narrowing of the spinal canal.
Right.
It puts some pressure on the nerves. And
right, so it's mechanical.
More of a mechanical
really
disease.
Good, chiropractic adjustment and some specific exercises to strengthen the back muscles around the lower back can really be beneficial.
Have you been to a nerve surgeon or orthopedist, Denny?
Yes, she is going. She has an appointment tomorrow. But you were saying some things about amoxicillin or doxicillin.
I don't think that that would be applicable. I really think that sometimes, you know, it really depends on how bad it is. And sometimes they just have to be, if it's a real spinal stenosis, they have to be decompressed.
Right. Okay. I just wanted to clarify that.
It's not amoxicillin, or I said doxycycline. It's one of the tetracyclines, and that's for osteoarthritis in the joints.
Okay,
but that's the spinal stenosis is really, but anyway.
Yeah, that's something different.
Really a different disease altogether.
Right.
Anyway, Danny, thanks very much for calling.
Thank you.
My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and if you'd like to give us a call, if you have a question or comment. But there are so many people out there with these chronic infectious conditions. And, of course, they just don't follow many of them don't follow the regular routines. In other words, many of these will not have the elevated sedimentation rate. Ordinarily, ascending the rheumatoid arthritis well, and they'll have positive RA tests or ANA tests and these other blood studies.
Yes.
Did you have all those things? Did you have positive RA and ANA and sed rate?
I had the full battery of tests, and they all indicated rheumatoid arthritis. I had several different rheumatologists look at me. But as you say, sometimes you get false negatives, which is almost worse than a false positive, because you might think, oh, thank goodness I don't have Lyme disease or whatever, and so nothing gets done, and it progresses past the stage where antibiotics could do you some good, because you think you don't have it. And so tests are good indicators, but they're not definitive enough.
Okay, fine. Well, how did you find somebody who was willing or able to treat you?
Oh, actually, I went through four rheumatologists, and they would not give me Dr. Brown's tetracycline treatment. I had to go to my family doctor and convince him with my research findings, and I had known him long enough, and he respected my research abilities, and he did prescribe the tetracycline.
And good, because you were a scientist, and because you did have a PhD in medical sciences, not a physician, but certainly in medical sciences, he was willing to look at the research, and the information is all out there. It's been in the literature going back to the 1940s and 50s, and certainly was there in the 70s.
Yes.
But it has never been widely accepted for some reason.
Dr. Brown treated thousands of patients.
And he was actually in charge of the Department of Medicine there at his school?
No, well, not through George Washington University, but through his own clinic somewhere on the East Coast. And word of mouth traveled that here's a guy who can help you out of your rheumatoid arthritis predicament. And he had quite a following. Very dedicated people who are still trying to spread the word. There's a foundation named for him, the Road Back Foundation.
And where is that?
Find that on the internet, that's where we donate the profits from my book. Anything I make on lecture fees or whatever, the big bucks I'm getting for appearing on this show.
Well,
it's definitely free, folks. This is a labor of love.
I'm sure it is. Well, the Road Back Foundation, and this is really something that Dr. Brown has established, or at least is dedicated to the perpetration of his work.
Actually, his co-author, Henry Scammell, started the Road Back Foundation, and in the name of Dr. Brown. He was such an admirer, and his co-author of the book, The Road Back, that he started that. Sadly, Henry Scammell passed away a few months ago, but his work carries on.
All right, fine. So the information is there, and, of course, you'll find much of this in Dr. Paulman's book, Rheumatoid Arthritis, The Infection connection. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, as you begin getting into this whole myriad of diseases that are related to chronic infection, and we're being physicians are being told, oh, you're using the antibiotics too much, you've got to get away from the antibiotics, you're developing all these antibiotic-resistant organisms, and there may be some truth to that. On the other hand, the antibiotics have been wonderful as far as helping people with these chronic infections, and I can't help sometimes wondering why, of course, there's so much antagonism towards the use of these very useful tools.
Well, you hit the nail on the head there with the overuse of antibiotics. Typically with children, children's ear infections, which turn out more often than not to be viral infections, and antibiotics don't treat viruses. But the parent is very concerned, brings the child in. The child is in pain and hurting, and the doctor wants to do something, and the parent doesn't want to walk away without a prescription, and so they just routinely prescribe antibiotics. Just to have something to do, I think, without analysis, and that's really where a lot of this comes from. Just develop bacterial-resistant strains. So the next time a real bacterial infection comes along, the immune system can't fight it because it's so resistant.
Well, I will tell you, I started practicing medicine about the time that antibiotics came in. I mean, penicillin had been around. I entered medical school in 1949, I guess it was. And penicillin had been around for maybe 5 years at that time. Sulfa drugs had been around for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
The tetracyclines that were just beginning to come in, oreomycin was, it was a gold-covered color, and we used to refer to it as gold because it was so expensive. Now, of course, you can get the doxycycline for pennies a day, but in those days, but it was the most amazing thing because, there were still residuals there of hospital wards with the children who had the chronic osteomyelitis and, totally devastated by these diseases. And yet, of course, by the time I came on board with practicing and actually went into practice, because of the use of antibiotics, we did not see the chronic osteomyelitis anymore, and we didn't see it after our compound fractures, and we didn't see it after our surgeries. So it's a two-edged sword, but they certainly have done some wonderful things to really help patients and to make surgery so much safer and really more effective. And we could not be doing the total joint surgeries and the other things that orthopedists are doing across America without the ready availability of these antibiotics and massive antibiotic prophylactic at the time of surgery. So we have to understand the advantages and the disadvantages, but there's certainly a lot of advantages to them.
Oh, definitely. And there's a kind of a vicious cycle going on, too, with the antibiotics that are in animal feed to get the animals to market healthy. They put antibiotics in their feed. By the time they are ready for market, the antibiotics are dissipated, but the resistant microbes are still in the meat, and so that's what we ingest, and then those are in turn resistant to the normal antibiotics, and so we're resorting to stronger and stronger drugs in that area.
Yeah. So it's a problem, and yet of course it's transformed growing poultry, so it has advantages, but it certainly has disadvantages. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And to many, many people who have never heard of this treatment for rheumatoid arthritis, the infection connection, if you'd like to get Dr. Palman's book, we will be carrying that. We have it in stock. We think it's an important thing, at least, so you'll have the availability of getting this, and then, of course, checking out the sources which are up on the Internet. And we are so fortunate to have the Internet today so that anybody who really cares about their health can go up there and begin to get the information that many times has been known for many years and has simply been forgotten. Or, of course, the drug companies, since these things cannot be patented, they would much rather you were taking that wonderful new magic pill that's going to cost $5 a pill, and you're going to take them five times a day, then, of course, do something that for pennies a day might very well actually cure the cause of your disease. And I hate to say this, but many, many times what is done today, and what the doctors are trapped in a system, not of their own making. They're doing the best they can, but sometimes I think the patients need to do the research, and maybe sometimes they can help to bring the truth out. Truth that is not being revealed through regular channels. Well, certainly, what message would you like to leave with our listeners today?
I would like to mention a really good self-help book, besides my own, of course, and it's called Dr. Atkins' Vita-Nutrient Solution, Nature's Answer to Drugs. And there's lots of copies out there for remainder copies for under $5 you can purchase. Go to Amazon.com and try to find those. Addall.com, Addall.com. You can find a copy of Dr. Atkins' book. This is one of my favorite reference books for naturopathic solutions.
And now, what is Dr. Atkins? Is this the Dr. Atkins of the Atkins diet fame?
That's correct.
And what
he started out as a cardiologist, actually, and this book covers all kinds of diseases, from cancer to chronic fatigue syndrome to, you know, athlete's foot.
What does he actually advocate? Is he advocating diet, or is he advocating all sorts of other things?
Combination of vitamins, supplements, and diet.
All right. And I suppose it's the Atkins diet that he's advocating.
No, not in this. It's just
really?
On the cover it says by the author of the Diet Revolution, but there's more about nutritional supplements in this book and how to recognize if you are deficient in certain supplements.
All right, fine. So I think that we all need I'm constantly learning, and I hope all of our listeners are learning.
Me too.
And I hope also you're learning to read the labels on the food that you're buying, especially the ready packaged food. Because if you don't know how to read those labels, then you're going to see, as Dr. Coleman said, the word spice or natural flavoring. That's another one that they use. And you know what natural flavoring is, don't you?
That could be hidden sugar.
Either that, or of course it can be MSG too. So
could be anything.
And you have to learn that they will try to confuse you with those labels. So there's certainly, of course, a book that we've offered for some time, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, has a whole section in there on how to learn to read the labels. And I think you'll find that is highly valuable to any person who's doing the shopping for the family, because, of course, you're going to be bringing a lot of things into the home if you don't know what's there. And I will tell you, Sydney, literally every one of the Campbell soups, with one or two exceptions, is loaded with MSG.
A lot of them are loaded with salt, too.
Amen to that. Of course, all the Smucker's jams now have aspartame in them. All of the Wrigley's gums have aspartame in them. And the last thing you want to be, of course, eating is the aspartame and the MSG. They're excitotoxins. They break down, of course, into formaldehyde and methanol. And why would you want to be taking something like that in?
Oh, formaldehyde, you'll live forever.
Right. Well, at least you'll be embalmed forever. You may not be living, but you'll be
preservative.
It's the ultimate preservative, is right. Well, we've got just a couple moment or two more. Once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But the book, of course, we're talking about rheumatoid arthritis, The Infection Connection. And, of course, this would carry over not only in rheumatoid arthritis, but in a myriad of other chronic disabling diseases that we, of course, see. And so many people, of course, are totally incapacitated by. And we have literally millions of Americans who have these chronic mycoplasma infections. And, of course, we can give you references on that. Now, is there any one specific type of mycoplasma that's doing this?
Usually it's Mycoplasma pneumoniae. And this is something that comes from a chronic bronchitis or rheumatic illness in childhood. That's the most prevalent.
All
but
right.
There's other types of mycoplasma. There's maybe 100 different kinds.
It was about okay, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment or two to wrap up the program here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, wrapping up the program. Dr. Palman, do you have any parting?
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Rheumatoid arthritis, the infection connection, and we're going to carry the book because we want you to have access to it and the overall information that's there. And then, of course, a book called Project Daylily, written by our good friend Dr. Garth Nicholson, who has over 600 peer-reviewed articles in publication at the present time. And this goes into the background of these chronic infectious diseases and the relationship to Gulf War illness, chronic fatigue, AIDS, and then, of course, the fibromyalgia. We have a great DVD by Russell Blaylock entitled Nutrition and behavior, nutrition and behavior, and the relationship between proper nutrition and how people respond. We have two 4-tape sets with Dr. Blaylock. One is called Life-Saving Secrets. The other is just The Wisdom of Dr. Blaylock for the year 2006. And then, of course, we have his book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And that's sort of a Bible around our house. My wife has it and refers to it frequently, as do I. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life is something every family needs to have, because it'll tell you how to read those food labels and what all those code words mean. But it will also give you tremendous insights into so many of the diseases that are plaguing us today. So that is Dr. Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, his DVD, Life-Saving Secrets, two 4-tape sets we have of my interviews with Dr. Blaylock. One is Life-Saving Secrets, the other is just The Wisdom of Russell Blaylock, and for 2006. And then, of course, we carry his book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. If you know somebody who, of course, is going in for cancer therapy, they really need to have this book to know how to handle the complications of chemotherapy and radiation therapy. And I know many people who've used this, and of course they have not gotten intensely ill or lost their hair, as so many people do when they go in for chemotherapy or radiation therapy. And lastly, Dr. Blaylock's wonderful book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Killed. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope many of you out there will want to get some of the other books that we carry on health and health subjects. We have, of course, a book written by Dr. Marcia Angel, who was a professor at Harvard University, was for many years the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, certainly the single most prestigious journal and medical journal in the United States. Her book, The Truth About the Drug Companies. Dr. Marcia Angel, The Truth About the Drug Companies. You really need to read it. We carry, of course, a little book on the statin drugs, and you need to know about the statin drugs. We have a 4-tape set on statin drugs. We have a 4-tape set on Lyme disease. We have a 4-tape set on chronic fatigue syndrome. We have a 4-tape set on Gulf War illness. We're carrying three great books on vaccines. Neil Miller's book on vaccines. Neil Miller's book on vaccines and autism. And then Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's parent's manual for vaccines. So they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a 4-tape set on vaccines, and we're putting together one that I don't think is ready yet on Gardasil. It will be. This is the new vaccine that they want to give to every girl in America for human papillomavirus infection. You need to understand the truth about the scientific studies on Gardasil to decide whether you want to give this to your daughter or to your granddaughter. Well, we're just about out of time. Please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. And remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
live on the Information Radio Network. I'm John Russell. A senior from South Korea is identified as the murderer at Virginia Tech. With more, here's correspondent Sagar Magani.